get to join us, and he's a man with a firm view.
Oh, he is.
Moddy, can you help us out here? Shark sitting on the fence. We need to lift here. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
You well?
Yeah, good.
You're in spectacular form. I was just looking at the... we're talking about Willow all morning, and then we're looking at the overalls for Victoria, and you're ahead of him on the Victorian list at the moment, and mid-career, you've struck an unbelievable purple patch at the moment.
Yeah, things are going really good. Small car time, mate.
Sorry, mate, you sort of drifted in and out then, so you just...
Yeah, things are going great at the moment. Yeah, can't complain.
Any particular reason, or is just everything's just happening and commitment and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, working hard, and my main stable, John Mercado, he's having a great run, so definitely helps when the Zoe ride for us in great form.
You always look lean, but you look like you got your weight under control, and it's always been a bit of a trick for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I've really got it under control at the moment, which is good, and riding 58 today and haven't even had to have a sweat, so that's very unusual for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Does that make... I know a lot of jockeys over the years who really did it hard. I mean, Simon Marshall used to run around in plastic garbage bags in the middle of summer to lose weight and heaters up full blast. The fact that you got your weight under control, is that having an automatic effect on your riding record?
Well, definitely, yeah, definitely. I've obviously got more energy and... just one second, mate, sorry.
105 winners for the season, Shark. Linda Meach, 122. Damien Lane, 120.
Sorry, mate, my car's broke down yesterday. I'm trying a car.
The Mercedes broke down, did it?
Yeah.
Right. So this is one of the reasons you're physically better off at the moment.
Yeah, very fit and weight's good, and got a beautiful wife and little boy at home, so they're great supporters of mine.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so Shark's going to ask you about today and have a quick glance at tomorrow's rides.
Yeah,
Jamie, Hummer Mama, talk to me about this filly for Johnny McArdle, as you said, going well together at the moment. She was just utterly dominant, I thought, at Hillside, and she's already stakes placed. You'd think she's, you know, at least the equal of anything in this field, probably a touch better?
Yeah, look, she's a filly I've got a lot of time for, and I liked her turn of foot late the other day. It was really impressive, and... there's a few wraps on a few horses in this race, so I suppose we don't know. They're on race, so we don't know where they measure up yet. But, my filly is definitely on the up.
And you can't really worry about, you know, what other people are saying about horses that none of us have seen at the races or under race day pressure, because that's got to give you more confidence in your horse. And as you said, does everything right and it's won its last time.
Yeah, well, you know, having the race experience is definitely an advantage. And, and she's had two starts, and they've both been really good. So when she won the other day, there was raps on Darren Weir and David Hayes, of course, like they were champions. So they don't always get it right.
Blondie in the second, and then Ash Law. But is Blondie's going okay, but no killer punch?
She ran really good the other day. I think she'll roll along on speed, and if she has a good time, she'll be there for a long way. She may be a little outclassed, but I think she's starting to hit a little bit of form.
Was that a nice sense of accomplishment with Ash Law the other day with the 63 kilos? It hadn't happened for years and years in town. Was it nice to prove the doubters wrong about what Ash Law could achieve that day?
Yeah, definitely. I think it had been 10 years or something. So these days, most of the time, if they do get a weight like that, they automatically just claim off them. So, I was wrapped when Dan let me ride him, and even happier when we're able to get the job done.
Less weight, but trickier task tomorrow.
Yeah, it's up a race. They're quality horses, and he's very fit and very well at the moment, and drops a lot of weight, which will definitely help him. So, he'll definitely get his chance in the race, and let's hope he can measure up.
To the Royal Geelong Synthetic today, have you got one for us?
I've got one for Darren Weir in the first called North Set. He's knocking on the door to win his maiden. I think he should be very hard to beat.
At the $1.60.
I don't think it's that short, mate.
What is it, Trent?
3:30. The second favourite behind four koalas.
Yeah, the newspaper trimmed
you,
him up.
Little clip.
Thanks,
Motty.
I'm good to see Motty's well aware of the prices his horses are too. good on you, mate. Ride safe today, and well done. You know, we know how hard you've done it over the years, but your commitment's been unbelievable. Everyone's wrapped for the way things are going for you. So, mate, long may it continue.
Thank you very much. Hopefully, you have a good weekend.
Good on you, Motty. We'll